The rise of Ylänurme Manor as an economic unit is related to Peeter Muna. He was the Estonian dairy businessman. In 1907, when Muna bought Ylänurme Manor, he had already proved himself as a dairy and cheese businessman. As the fourth son of a modest but valuing education peasant family, Peeter Muna received a very decent education. He graduated from a district school in Tartu. The ambitious young man turned down his father's invitation to go home as a servant and choose to try his luck in the wide world. And, as time has shown, he did it brilliantly. Having become an apprentice in a cheese factory in Switzerland, Peeter Muna acquired the secrets of valuing milk, and after a while he already rented cheese houses from manors. As a talented businessman, he raised his milk-based capital across southern Estonia and northern Latvia. At the time of the acquisition of Ylänurme Manor, 43-year-old Peeter Muna was a rich and respected businessman, known to the people as the King of Milk and Cheese. The energetic and innovative businessman started major reconstructing in Ylänurme immediately after the purchase. The first major undertaking was land improvement and drainage works. Just in 5 years, 200 hectares of marshes were drained and 70 hectares of new arable land were cultivated. In 1913, a modern barn built for 214 cows was completed, where the applied approach remained an example of large-scale production for several decades. During the nationalization of the manors that began after the end of the War of Independence, a large part of the estate was left in the family's possession, but there was no escape from the division of the manor. In 1925, the manor was divided into two. One part went to Muna's son-in-law, Victor Puskar, who served as an officer in the War of Independence. The other half remained in the possession of Peeter Muna. The former momentum and strength did not recover. On the contrary, the debts arising from the construction of the Ylila power plant threatened to leave Peeter Muna without property at all, but he finally managed to save Ylänurme. Peeter Muna, who brought new life and breath to Ylänurme, died in August 1934 at the age of 70.